Welcome to Raw Intel. I'm Nathan Espy. I'm not here to pitch fluff. I'm not here to explain why GPT 4.1 is exciting. I'm here to tell you you're still not ready to use it. Let's cut through it. Let's talk about Cursor, an AI coding tool with a loyal dev base, solid funding, and one fatal assumption: that AI could handle customer support without oversight. This week, Cursor's AI told users they were locked out of their accounts because of a new company policy. That policy didn't exist, but because no one was monitoring the AI's output, users believed it. Devs canceled subscriptions, Reddit threads got torched. Cursor had to put out fires they started by automating too much, too fast. You want to know what really happened? Cursor didn't scale their support, they scaled their confusion. And what burned wasn't just trust, it was structure. Here's the lie most leaders are still buying: we'll just use AI to replace this department and save money. Cool, but what happens when AI hallucinates a legal policy, or sends out the wrong financial projections, or starts acting on outdated workflows? We're not talking about bugs, we're talking about blind automation. AI is only as smart as the system around it. So if your system, if the workflows are broken, your GPT isn't a solution, it's a spotlight on your dysfunction. All right, so let's flip the script. While startups like Cursor are imploding from bad structure, OpenAI is building a social network. You heard that right. Altman's team is prototyping a full-blown ChatGPT-powered social platform, image gen, post to feed, likely training user behavior in real time. It's cute to call it yeeting the feed. But the real story is this: OpenAI wants your engagement data, because nothing trains frontier models better than real-time social input. And if they pull this off, they won't just dominate LLMs, they'll dominate behavioral context, the holy grail of next-gen model training. Which means if you're building apps on OpenAI's ecosystem without thinking about ownership and control, you're not just vulnerable, you're expendable. Let's stop and appreciate something for a second, though. GPT 4.1, it has 1 million token memory window. It now has image libraries, better instruction following, and reduced latency. Claude is quietly reinventing research workflows. Kling 2.0 is generating cinematic video that rivals Hollywood. Microsoft just gave Copilot Studio UI automation powers. And Anthropic's Claude can now tap into your internal docs and write, reply, and summarize at scale. This is not wait and see territory. This is now or never for structural transformation. But here's the problem: everyone wants the result of AI. Nobody wants the responsibility of redesigning for it. That's why most companies will fail. Let me hit you with a truth bomb. AI doesn't make your company better. It makes your company's design more visible. If your processes are garbage, AI will scale the smell. If your teams don't talk, AI will reinforce the silos. If you lack clarity on who owns what happens next, and how decisions are made, then adding GPT to that mess is like giving a bullhorn to a schizophrenic. You need strategy, not software. You need systems, not stack chasing. Stop hiring tools. Start building frameworks. So here's your challenge this week. Don't ask, what can we automate? Ask, what shouldn't we touch until it's clear? Because AI is not your savior, it's your amplifier. And right now, it's not scaling capability. It's scaling BS too. You've been listening to Raw Intel. I'm Nathan Espy. Stay strong, stay humble, and don't forget to laugh. I'll catch you next time, folks.